You could have put it in the hearts of my father and mother to meet on a different night, or to never meet at all. And I never would have been born. My children never would have been born. Why hast thou made me thus? He made you. And therefore he's good to you. The people he didn't make, what about them? Should he treat it with us fairly? If he were to treat with us fairly, he would destroy us all. Because that's all we deserve. What do you mean we deserve that? Well, what? Is there some reason we deserve to live forever? What do we deserve to live forever? Even you people who don't even believe in God or righteousness. You know, look at man. What has man done except destroy? What has man done except consume? All man does is use and abuse and enjoy and what? And God owes us to, whoa, I should just make this go on forever. What's fair is that God would destroy us all. He is good. If he saves even one human being who he judges worthy of eternal life, if he makes them worthy of eternal life by his power, he's still good. He was good to us who lived. Even if this is all we ever get, very good. Even if, you know, and they look at the sufferings and so on of earth and so on and so forth. Like they say, it is better to have lived and loved than never have lived at all or loved at all. It's better to have lived and suffered than to never have suffered at all. People say, oh, it would be better to never be born. Well, you'll find out. I guess because, and that all comes from when it tells me that he hates iniquity. Why did he make it then? He wanted it. It's kind of crazy, but let's make the things I hate, I want to put them through it. Why make anything? Why make man? Why do anything? And the answer to me is simple. It's because he wanted to, because he thought it good. I want to do this. So what? I'm going to question that? I mean, and I don't want to make it like a cop-out, like, Paul, you're just dodging the question. It's like, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. In bringing many sons to glory, again, the purpose is not just to have fun, it is to make sons that will be joint heirs with his own son. That's too high for me to understand. That's too much. And in doing so, yeah, it brings about evil, iniquity, destruction, peril. But God doesn't do it to please man. He does it to please himself. And I can accept that. For those who cannot accept that, I suppose God is not for you. Not this God. Maybe you could find some other God, you know, that would please you. And that's the truth of it. That God has to make himself. I mean, he sends these things out, but to some people, they can't hear it. It's terrible. Other people like it. They're excited at the word of God, you know, and that's, to me, is a part of, you know, understanding your election, that God has chosen you to love his truth, to love things that other people find unlovable, or to hate things other people find unhateable. Some iniquity, to some people, they drink it up like water. They love iniquity. Oh, I love iniquity. I love sin. Well, I mean, then this is definitely not for you. Definitely not. Until you can hate it, you cannot love him, because he hates it. All right, I'm not going to go further than that. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, But thou remainest, and they shall all wax old as doth the ground. You know, the heavens and the earth are going to grow old, like clothing. And as a vesture, thou shalt fold them up. Well, that's kind of, I always thought of this as like, okay, he's going to fold them up and put them in his linen closet. Well, what this really means is, the vesture is something thrown around. Peribola. Literally means throw around. Parabolion. But bola is the word for throw, and peri means around. Throw around thing. And the word to full is really to roll up or to coil. You know, they are changed like clothes. They are put on and put off. The heavens and the earth. But he is the same. He wraps himself in the heavens. That's an interesting image. You know, God, people usually think of the heaven and God is in heaven and he's in the world somewhere, right? But no, God, to him, the heavens are like a garment he wraps around himself. That's kind of creepy because the structure of the universe is kind of like that. It's more like fabric. You know, the fabric of space and time. I mean, it's not like a big sphere, you know? Though it had an expansion. I know they had, I'm not going to go into that. But it doesn't matter because it's just a figure. It's not supposed to be like a literal. You know, this is not supposed to be a literal insight to the nature of the physical universe, okay? It's just an analogy. They get old. They fade away. He will change it for new ones. And he might have a whole wardrobe full of universes. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Imagine, that's why, you know why I am a Christian? Because I want, if there is any chance that there is a super intelligence behind all this, a God, I want to know about it. I want to take my best shot at it. This Christian story is the best promise that anything has to offer, as far as I'm concerned. I want, you know, like Peter says, I want to take a hold of the divine power. I want to have the divine nature. I want to join with God and go to where he is and see what he sees and know him and know all things. I want that. It's almost like greed with me. But, you know, it says covet the greater gifts, right? But I don't see anything wrong with being wanting that.